Well, I saw a lot of WJR listeners and friends at the fabulous Beach Boys concert, Mike Love and the Beach Boys, last night out at Meadowbrook. What a beautiful place to have a venue, which, of course, I mentioned several times. Mike Love actually said that from the stage. One of his favorite, if not his favorite, venues in all the state of Michigan, which led to a moment out of a movie, because out of nowhere, the president of Oakland University, Dr. Ora Hirsch-Peskovits, came up and said, "Paul, did you hear that?"
Yes, I did."
"Okay, just wanted to make sure you heard him say that he likes Meadowbrook the best." "Okay, I'll be sure to pass that on to my listeners, doctor." And then she was gone. She disappeared just as quickly and mysteriously as she appeared. Maybe it was a vision, I don't know. But then other people came up and said hello, like Lou and Lynn LaPaul. Lou is the president of the Ted Lindsay Foundation, and the 22nd annual Ted Lindsay Foundation Celebrity Golf Outing is taking place on Monday, September 12th, at the Detroit Golf Club, and proceeds go directly to the foundation and to the kids and everybody that can use the help. And Lou is on the line now to fill us in on what we can expect and what help they might need. Good morning, Lou.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing? It's great to see you last night at the concert.
I'm doing well. I trust it continued to go well. We had to leave a little early because of this morning job that I have, but everything we saw was fabulous.
You know, it was kind of special because he had the guitarist to his left was his son in the band. I didn't know that till he sang a song.
I didn't know that either. Kim knew it. I didn't know it. And I didn't know that Bruce Johnston, which he had told us about on the air in our interview with him, wrote I Write the Songs, which I swore Barry Manilow, who sang it, made it a hit, wrote it because he's a songwriter. But so there were the originals, Mike Love and Bruce Johnston, and then John Cowsill from the Cowsills playing the drums. So that was kind of fun. And Mike Love's son, which I did not know, was sitting there, but Kim did. Anyway, it was a great event, but you've got a great event coming up. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, this is hard to believe. This is our 22nd year since Ted and Joanne started this, the Ted Lindsay Foundation. So we're very proud of the fact that we're still going strong, got through COVID, and we've got a very good loyal supporters for our golf outing, which, as you mentioned, is on the 12th of September here, Monday, at the Detroit Golf Club.
That's going to be a lot of fun. It always is a lot of fun. I'm not much of a golfer anymore, but I was never much of a golfer. But I've always enjoyed your wine tasting and other events. Frank and I used to come and pour wine for people. I'm sure he probably played in the golf outing. It's going to be another great event, and we wanted to let people know September 12th, Monday, September 12th, at the Detroit Golf Club. Proceeds going directly to the foundation efforts. And you can view sponsorship information for the 22nd annual Celebrity Golf outing. Where do they go online? What are they looking for to get more information?
Yes, Paul, they can go on the tedlindsay.org. Our website will have the information right there for them, or they can even make a call at 248-202-6194. And what's pretty special about our outing, as you know, is that every foursome will have a celebrity golfer with them. So it's kind of nice to get some of the public and the people here that work so hard in Detroit, and Red Wing alumni, Tiger alumni, Detroit Lions, news media people. So we're pretty special that group supports us as well.
TedLindsay.org, TedLindsay.org, or you can call 248-202-6194, 248-202-6194. Anything else we need, Lou?
That is beautiful. We appreciate you supporting the WJR family. And again, it was nice to see you and Kim last night.
Well, it was nice to see you and Lynn, and we will. I can't speak on behalf of the entire radio station, but I will. We will always be there to help.
Thank you very much. You guys take care. Great family.
Thank you, Lou. Lou LaPaul and wife Lynn. Lou's the president of the Ted Lindsay Foundation, and they are still raising money. That in a situation that Ted and Joanne Lindsay started over over 22 years ago. So bear that in mind, if you will. Don't forget, too, today is the day for our friend Frank Torrey with his Detroit Boys Hope, Girls Hope event at the beautiful Franklin Hills Country Club. I'm going to be there as MC, as I have been for years now. There's a live auction, great prizes, great dinner, entertainment. Proceeds all go to help the kids. Frank's been chairing this event for Boys Hope, Girls Hope for many, many years. And you can be a part of it. Meaningful change in the lives of underprivileged youth by providing value-centered, family-like homes, learning facilities, educational programs. See you there today. Or you can call Pat at Frank Torrey's office. Pat will always help you. 248-672-6619. 248-672-6619. I look forward to seeing you there. As we continue at 844 on WJR.